Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechet Ha'ariyos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asrbas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Ha'ariyos, Receivik Ha'gon, Bikharav Mamesh. Now, at the beginning of this Perek, we added on another layer to Parhel and Darshal Tzibor, that was Parhel and Mashiach, which is when the Kain, who's anointed with Shemin Mishcha, namely the Kain Gadol, he makes a mistake in Pesach for himself and acts on it. He has to bring his own special par, and as we had said, that's very similar to the Parhel and Darshal Tzibor. So the Mishnah continues, Ein Chayavin, Ela Al Helm Dover, Im Shigas Ha'maisa, V'chein Ha'mashiach. The Sanhedrin, the Bezin Agad, they're not going to be chayav a parhel and darshal tzibor, except if they paskin with something b'shoygeg and everyone acts b'shoygeg based off of it. This we learned in previous mishnayos, and it's the same thing with the par kohen mashiach. And by avodah zarah, they're not chayav a par and a sayer. In the case of avodah zarah, in chayav an el helm davar m'shigas maisa, they're also only chayav if it's a case of helm davar where the matter just slipped away from them. Once again, their psak was shoygeg, and the action based off of their psak was also done b'shoygeg. And this is really just a review of things we already know, but the reason why the mishnah is bringing it is because we're again comparing Par Helm Darshal Tzibor and Par Kohen Mashiach. Another factor, which we have mentioned previously, but didn't see it written clearly in a Mishnah, Ein Bezin Chayavin Ad Sheyar B'davar Shez Doinei Karis V'Shigas Echatas V'Chein HaMashiach. Oleh B'Vayda Zara Ad Sheyar Al Davar Shez Doinei Karis V'Shigas Echatas. The only time Bezdin or the Kohen are going to be chayav to bring a kapar, Par Helm Darshal Tzibor or Par Kohen Mashiach, is if their mistaken psak was regarding something that if the person would have done it, B'mezid, they'd be chayav kares, and if a person by himself does a B'Shegig, he'd be chayav to bring carbon chatos. So when they paskin incorrectly regarding this, that it's okay to do, so then they bring either again this par helm darshal tzibor or the par kohen mashiach. But if they paskin regarding something that one would not be chayav karis for if he did it on purpose, or he would not be chayav a carbon chatos for if he did it by mistake, so then they're not chayav. And that's what the next Mishnah really continues with. Mishnah Dal tells us, Ein chayavin al asev alois asev mikdash, they're not chayav to bring this par if their psak was regarding an asev or alois asev mikdash. What's this referring to? So another way of calling this is Thomas Mikdash Hakadoshav, namely, if a person is Tamei, the Isser for him to go into the Beis HaMikdash in that state, or if he's in the Beis HaMikdash and he becomes Tamei there, he has to quickly run out the shortest exit. And if they made a mistake in either of these situations, saying it's not a problem, you can go into the Beis HaMikdash, or you could leave the Beis HaMikdash taking a longer exit, there they would not have to bring a par. Why is this? Because even though if a person does his B'mezid, he's Chayav Kares, if he does a B'shoygeg, he's not Chayav Karbon Chatos, he's Chayav a special type of carbon called an Oil of Yared, which is a chatos, but it's not your classic chatos kavua, which is a set type of chatos. You bring the same type of animal, either a kivso or seira. A carbon oil of yared, literally translated, means goes up or down. Practically, that means that depending on the person's financial ability, depends on what type of carbon he's going to bring. So it's not a standard carbon chatos. Therefore, if they pass it incorrectly regarding this, they're not going to bring a pyre. Similarly, ve'en mevi'en asham talui al asev alois asei shev mikdash. One is also not going to bring a carbon asham talui for asei or alois asei shev mikdash. Asei alois asei shev mikdash is the same thing that we were just talking about. Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshav, going into the Beis HaMikdash state of Tumah, or being in the Beis HaMikdash and becoming Tameh and then having to leave by the quickest exit. And we know that Nasham Talui is brought when a person was over an Avera Besafik, he's not so sure if he was over this Avera, that if he was certain that he was over it, he would have to bring a regular carbon chatos. So when he's Besafik that he was over it, he would have to bring this carbon Asham Talui. But again, as we just said before, these dinim of Hasei and Lois Hasei Shem Mikdash, since if a person was over a Beshegig, he does not bring a classic carbon chatos, rather, he brings a carbon oil of yared, so when he's suffik over it, he doesn't bring an Asham Talui. Aval, however, continues the Mishnah, Chayavin al Asev alois asei shev nida, they would be chayiv if they paskin incorrectly regarding an asei and alois asei of nida, and umuvin Asham Talui al Asev alois asei shev nida, one would bring an Asham Talui regarding an asei and alois asei of nida if he was suffik over it. And now we clarify, as we mitzvah asei shev nida, what does it mean mitzvah asei of nida, preshman anida, separate from anida, and mitzvah lois asei, what's mitzvah lois asei, lois avel anida, don't have relations with anida, and specifically what we're referring to over here is that if a person is having relations with his wife and then she tells him in the middle, I just became a nida, she somehow knew this, he has to separate from her as quickly as possible, but he has to wait for aver mace. He has to wait till his kishui aver goes down and only then he separates from her. And if it's in this situation, the Bezin paskins incorrectly and they say it's not a problem, you should separate right away with kishui aver, so then they would have to bring a par, or if he was suffig over this, then he would have to bring an asham talui. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to discuss par kohen mashiach and par helm darshal tzibor. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.